Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I too am very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call in number for that angelic advice for myself and the Posse of Angels is 646-716-6794. before we do get to those callers. Once again, welcome to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in on computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the almost 146 archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Welcome to this heat wave that we're going through in Southern California as we are all melting. So I hope it's a little bit cooler where you are, but maybe some of you're going to be calling in with some cool comments today to help us with our heat here. Now, first thing up, listeners, with our show today about finally choosing to not see our world through the unconscious default programming of limitation, I would like to share with you a life-altering message that I brought through to a client of mine whose husband recently left her and their children for another woman. This lovely lady is not a new client of mine, and she started to have sessions with me about a year ago. It was as if her unconscious knew what was coming, and in preparation, she needed to acknowledge all the hurt, the compromise, and the settling for less than she received in her marriage. And this was as a result of her loving, helping nature, and also her low self-worth to honor her own needs. Now, over the past year, through our sessions, the light within this client had been restored, and she was radiant and shining brightly again. And even though over the past year, during our intuitive counseling sessions together, in which she herself expressed just how dishonoring, how disrespectful her husband's behavior and his betrayal was, until it actually happens, one is never ready for that initial blow and shock of having a loved one leave us for another. And the level of hurt and anger that often arises afterward is absolutely numbing. I can tell you from personal experience. Now, after her husband left her, she called to have a session. And during our session together, she was devastated and told me that the woman he left her, the woman that he left her for was younger. She worked in the same field as he did. And suddenly she blurted out to me, "It isn't fair. Why does she get to have the best of him?" I then quickly answered, "Who must she be to have attracted him?" The Posse of Angels and I are carefully reminded her of all of her husband's dishonor, disrespect, controlling behavior, lies, and betrayal. We then explained that if he had left her to go to this other woman, then because of the laws of attraction, which clearly that like attracts like, this other woman shares these same exact negative qualities within her and matches her husband's energetic resonance exactly. I went on to explain that with the increased light and self-love that my client had embraced over the past year, that she and her husband could no longer be in the same energetic resonance. It was just too disparate. Yet this new woman could, because they were both in vibrational alignment with each other. You know, listener, suddenly my client's whole perception changed, and she thanked me profusely and said that this one message has helped her so much because she would not want to be the person that would attract and be around so much betrayal, anger, and deception. By seeing things from a higher perspective, my client is now able to remain calm, positive, and not spiral down into thinking that perhaps she was not pretty enough, young enough, slim enough, smart enough, or anything enough for her husband. She has gone on to tell me that it is this one message that brings her back to clarity and helps her to sleep at night because she now realizes she is able to see that she was not negative enough to remain in her husband's energies. And if there is a situation that you are going through, whether it's divorce or grief, financial concern, relationship issues, low self-worth, or if you've lost hope. Perhaps you need clarity and direction on how to proceed with your life. The Posse of Angels and I have been bringing forth transformative messages for clients for 11 years now. You know, to book your own enlightening and revealing intuitive counseling session, Reiki session, or angel reading, or perhaps you'd like to learn Reiki, this can be done in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally over phone or Skype, or perhaps to learn tarot, you can call me, Claire Candy Hoff, at Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, and that's C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com to schedule your own life-changing session. You know, if you're a regular listener, you know I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to speak about our topic. 646 will be up first. Then we will take 201 and Slack Jaw Steve, in those orders. So please do hang on. But the Posse of Angels want to speak about a topic today, which is called Letting Go of Limitations to Experience Endless Possibilities. And it is such a human foible, a human nature of all of us. It's like built within our human nature to expect things to turn out a certain way, and we limit ourselves. So the Posse of Angels wishes to remind each one of us that many of us have reached a dynamic place in our evolution as human beings, because our lives are no longer dictated by the constraints and restrictions of limitation and expectation. You know, the only limitations we have ever put on our life is the ones we choose because of the perception that we choose to hang on to. You know, those who have chosen to live a conscious life of awareness can freely choose to enlighten and to lighten the burden of merely creating with our linear minds and our physical bodies. And the higher our energetic frequency we hold on to as we embrace love and peace and forgiveness and non-judgment, we expand more and more to live as multidimensional light beings. Now, this light within us that has been constantly bumped up by a grand succession of supermoons in the past 3 months, and not to mention the increased solar flares that are constantly clearing away anything not of the most benefit for us, this has shifted many of us to let go of everything that we knew before that was holding us down or holding us back in any way. So these powerful, intense moon's energies have us opening to experience fulfillment, courage, and power. This combination is so forceful that it compels us to reach out, step forward, and to attain our dreams, as we no longer compromise and settle for less than we deserve. These energies that are coursing through so many of us now are so massive and so powerful that each of us has the possibility of being self-actualized magicians and alchemists. So powerful are these energies that many of us unknowingly can now reach unexpected potentials that seemed impossible and distant to attain just a short while ago. It may be hard to believe, but the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that this world of multidimensional being and free-flowing ability to create from all possibilities has previously, as I mentioned, been available to all of us. They are saying that we could not access this ability because our vibrations were just not high enough energetically to experience this wonderful, free-forming new dimension. After all, emotions such as hatred, rage, judgment, unforgiveness, bitterness, regret, resentment, and disharmony are all illusions of perception that were perpetuated by our free will. And we didn't know it, but we were holding ourselves down to be able to experience the magic of life. This unresolved negativity kept many of us trapped on an endless carousel of experiencing a life filled in some way, shape, or form with negativity. And because we are a collective consciousness and cannot move forward until a critical mass is reached, even though we may have released any negativity, we had to wait. But the triumphant news is that there has been a critical mass on the planet which has been realized. And it's about time. No, actually, it's not about time. It's about divine timing that this critical mass on the planet has awoken. And as such, wondrous things are about to be birthed. You know, in many ways, it is as if we've all been rebirthed. And we're now writing with, the posse of angels are showing me, that we're writing with new pens on brand new slates, and we've got our books covered for the teachers, just like this is our very first day of school. And the posse of angels is gleefully telling us what an amazing school year we will have, like never before. They're giving us clues, and they're saying to expect to start your new school year around the end of September and on it into October. Because we are no longer pushing and controlling and doing it the hard way, we are now opening ourselves to receive all kinds of support, and we're opening ourselves to receive all the help, all the encouragement from a benevolent, loving, giving universe of possibilities. You know, with this immense increase of powerful light within us, many will go on to co-create magic, absolute magic happening in our lives, things that we never, ever thought would beyond our wildest dreams that it would have been possible to connect different people and different instances and opportunities for us. And the posse of angels is reassuring us that those of us who are true alchemists, as we energetically change our lives with our thoughts and our high-frequency energies, did not come to this stage by any stretch of the imagination, by any accident, okay? The way we got to this level of being magician and alchemist to change our lives with a thought, to change our lives with a feeling in our heart, was that day in and day out, whether it has been a year or 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30. There are some light workers out there that had been making love and not war since the early 60s. A lot of the baby boomer generation, they've been hanging in there for a very, very long, long stretch of time. There are light workers on this planet that once they woke to their own light of consciousness, they have held the light for themselves and the planet no matter what. And while there have been plenty of false starts along the way for us to realize success, recognition, and endless abundance, each of us could not have truly and fully taken off on our path before, A, the collective consciousness was ready for us. Remember, since we are all one, we move together, which can be very frustrating, but that's just the way it is. And B, the world was energetically we could not move forward before the world was energetically ready to receive our light, our talents, our gifts, and to perceive them, and for us to share our individual, integral puzzle piece held within our gifts and talents. And these gifts and talents are essential to the ascension of our beautiful planet Earth. And you know what? Each of us knows what that individual gift is, even if you've not admitted to yourself. Through my 11 years of seeing clients through Angel Healing House, when I ask clients what they're passionate about, there are some who say, I don't know what I'm passionate about. But then when I get them to close their eyes and I take them through an exercise where billions of dollars magically shows up in their bank account, and then I ask them, what are they going to do? It's amazing how many of them discover and find their passion. For instance, you know, some of them suddenly say, I would work with children and build an orphanage overseas with my billions of dollars. Or I would buy a huge property and rescue animals and I would take care of them. Or I would travel the world and take photographs. I then bring to their attention that when the billions of dollars showed up in their bank account, that suddenly they were no longer paralyzed as to what their passion was. And this, to me, clearly demonstrated that they limited themselves to following their passion because of the expectation of not being able to make money doing it. The Posse of Angels wants us to know putting limitations on ourselves because of money. This is so ludicrous because our nature is abundance. And by following our passions, the abundance will follow, and it's not the other way around. I told each and every one of these clients that while they do not have billions of dollars in their bank account yet, there's nothing to stop them from joining an animal rescue organization now and getting involved. To the client who wanted to travel the world, I offered them to become a nanny in another country, to work on a cruise ship, or to teach English as a second language overseas. And to the client who wanted to set up an orphanage overseas and help unfortunate children, I said there were plenty of children's organizations right here where he was, Big Sister and Big Brothers, that he could get involved with and help right here in his own backyard. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that several things will happen as a result of this brand new energy, heralding in a newfound sense of freedom for us to create. While we feel more free, more empowered, and more courageous to be ourselves, we will let go of expectations and open up to endless prospects for us to step into playing, creating, having fun, and bringing forth the roles that we came back to share with others on the planet. It really is an amazing time on planet Earth. Knowing that each of us is the very capable steward of our own destinies, we understand that our thoughts, that by our thoughts, our reality will be revealed to us. And what a glorious, very different reality many of us will create. Now, just on this note, the Posse of Angels do want to say, and they do want to remind you, that what you want, never think that, if I have this and I'm taking away from somebody else. Never, never think that, because what we each long for, what is our intention, our dream and desire, is not the same as anyone else's out there. It's individualized, it's unique, and it's yours with your own fingerprints on it. Truly comprehending that there is no longer any limitation, our limitless divine eternal natures come to the fore by visualizing with our heartfelt intentions and desires what we would like to fulfill. We will marvel as to how we will easily draw to ourselves very synchronistic connections and opportunities to help promote and support and encourage our dreams into reality. And with this statement, the Posse of Angels is hearing some of your thoughts. Okay, some of you are saying, this is just too good to be true. And will it really be that easy? And the Posse of Angels are reminding us that much of the world's ills were created because we forgot who we are. We forgot our divine eternal natures through the perpetuation and buying into the illusion of limitation through fear and greed and control. They want to remind us that we have always had this immense ability within us as powerful gods and goddesses to create our realities. And they are saying that achieving our goals and dreams, while they will take focus and diligence, creativity, attention, and passion, the accomplishment of them will not be hard, as in the former sense of the word, as we will enjoy doing that integral, very, very important puzzle piece of ours, so much that bringing it forth will be done with other like-minded connections who create along with us with the energies of love, and joy, harmony, unity, and peace. I, for one, listeners, I'm getting very excited about this new school year beginning, ending of September and showing up and on into October. So before we go on to speak more about the end of limitation, as we open to receive limitless possibilities, go to our phone lines. 646, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Oh, Candy, hey, it's Helena again. How you doing?
Hi, Helena. Nice to speak with you again. How are you feeling with these energies and whether you too feel like there's no longer any limitation?
I sort of feel that way and then I don't. I mean, I sort of do. I feel like my career is kind of moving forward. But, you know, I was wondering, and I may have to run in a minute. I may not. I'm on a TV set. But I'm wondering if you could tell me, like, yeah. Oh, by the way, Candy was wonderful, and I forget the name of the show that your Healing Fountain is that you were on yesterday, and you talked about suicide and Robin Williams and just a lot of good things, and it's worth everybody's while to listen to that show because it was a great interview.
Oh, isn't that lovely? It was called the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, and that's with Jean-Christie Drinkle, and you can find that on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Helena.
No, my pleasure. Wondering if you could expand upon what I had asked you yesterday. You pulled a couple of cards, and then I know we had to go. Two kings came up, and you said I might be hearing something soon.
Okay, this was in regard to your career
relationship.
Or your romance?
Oh, relationship.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that you should ask that and follow up from yesterday. And the show today is Let Go of All Expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because what you can do is you can say thank you for my extraordinary relationship. Because really, whether this relationship, Helena, happens or it does not happen, they're showing me you in a boat, and somebody else has the oars. When they say it takes two to tango, it does take two to tango. And I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, as, you know, a lot of the times when I channel, the information just evaporates. But what they're telling me is that you have done all that you can do. Know that you've done such a wonderful job. You have cleared, you have cleansed, you are a happy little munchkin, and now all you need to do is let go of it and let that, if that other person wants to come to the party, fine. If they don't want to come to the party, that's got to be fine with you too, because you know you cannot interfere with free will and free choice. Now, we all have the choice. We all have the choice to shift. That's within each one of us. And just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, you know, she said, was the magic, you know, was the ability inside of me to realize, you know, that there's no place like home and I'm blessed? And they said, yes, the magic was in you the whole time. But we needed to clear and cleanse and go down our own yellow brick road in order to find ourselves and come home to ourselves. Pat yourself on the back, Helena, because you've done that. But now you truly have to let go and put all that energy that you're actually draining of yourself, you know, will he, won't he, and turn the mirror back on yourself and just say, I have done a good job and I have to release this. Two things will happen. Either he will shift or he won't shift, but either, you've got to say, either is fine with me, because if not this, then something better is being created for me, because God and the angels said, A, they've heard my prayers, and they are working on it. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you.
Thank you.
It's interesting that you should call in today, because it's letting go of those expectations.
Yeah, I thought.
Isn't that amazing? The first card is the magician. There's 78 cards.
Let's
here. Yeah, it's create. It's, you know, you can manifest whatever you want in your life. And if you truly want to experience that love, then the only thing that you can do is put your emphasis on your self-love. Mm-hmm. The more you love yourself, the more you love life, the more you create, then the more magic will appear in your life. Okay? And they're also, this card is also about successful magical beginnings. So they're saying that you're not far off of it, Helena, but it would serve you really well to tweak it. To tweak it and say, I'm finally ready to let go of this. Either he will or he won't, but that's not within my control. My control is to fill me up with the most love that I could possibly have. And then the Knight in Shining Armor card. This is the Knight of Cups that comes out. The more you do this, the more you'll draw that committed relationship to yourself.
Wow.
Let go, and then this easily comes in. Oh, my gosh, and that couldn't be any more clear. And finally, oh, my, you've got two major arcana cards here, sweetheart. The middle is your Knight in Shining Armor. The third is the Empress. Ground this into physical reality and say, and luxuriate. Do you know any of your past lives? Helena, do you know any of your past lives?
Just a couple. One was starving to death. Another was a nun in a field. Another one, I hung myself. God.
Okay, all right. The life or lives in which you embraced your femininity. I mean, it was sensual. It was erotic. It was exotic. It was opulent. It felt yummy. It felt delicious. It felt luscious.
Oh, let's do that again. Yeah, this time, yes.
They want you to feel that now. They want you,
okay.
And so, because the veil is getting thin, so many of those our past lives are now bleeding into our lives now. And if you have they want me to repeat those words. They want you to feel sensual. They want you to feel luscious and delicious and yummy and exotic and opulent, and feel that femininity inside of you. Live it. One of the ways I'm doing that now is I was a courtesan in Venice in the 1500s. I'm on my fifth book now, reading fictional book about Venice and those times, and I'm just luxuriating in those feelings that I had back then. They want you to do the same, and this is going to help enormously to fill yourself up and create the magic in order to bring in that middle card, which is your Knight in Shining Armor. So I hope
awesome.
This has been helpful.
Totally, and today I've been treated like a little princess. I'm on a TV set, I'm a featured extra, and, you know, all the hair and makeup and somebody walking in the rain and somebody carrying the umbrella for me, loving it. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, yes, the line just dropped out, and I had to call back in. Sorry about that. So I hope that's been helpful to you, Helena. I can just feel that luscious princess energy or whatever that is coming back into your life. And keep me informed what happens as a result of that.
I will. I definitely will. And I got to tell you, today that did happen. I don't know if it was on or not, but I'm like a featured extra, and, you know, the hair and the makeup and somebody carrying and holding the umbrella for me as I walk in the rain, loving it. So, yeah, and great.
Okay.
Great start of it to embrace it. Thank you, Candy. You're wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Lots of love. Take care, sweetheart. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's for all of us. That's for all of us to take note of how we can turn that back within ourselves. And, yes, we do want those things to appear in our physical realities, but we must let go of those limitations and those expectations. So let's go to our next caller, 201. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Maria.
Hi, Maria. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Hi, Maria from New Jersey. And do you feel like there are any limitations on your heartfelt desires?
Yes. I have health issues holding me back.
Okay.
And everything was going well, and then they reoccurred. And I was just wondering if there's something missing, or is there something that I am doing or not doing to get?
And now, depending where, okay, what is your health issue?
Digestive.
Okay, digestive. Okay, the lovely stomach. You know, our stomach is the seat of our relationships. If we have any relationships, and I'm talking any, are these to do relationships with your family?
Yes.
Okay. And that's why one of the shows that I did, Maria, would help you enormously. It's called Families Coming Full Circle. And I did this either last week or the week before. I can't remember. They all blend into one another. But we are being drawn back, many of us who have, you know, living a spiritual life of awareness. Now we're being drawn back to our families to finally acknowledge and finally put to rest any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, because we cannot move forward. We cannot, you know, we cannot profess love and forgiveness and joy and harmony and unity and acceptance on the planet when, quite frankly, we say, oh, I'll do this for everyone else, but I'll still hold these things and not do them for my family. So that's really, really important to remember. Digestive issues, especially all those stomach problems, is also putting to rest all those relationship issues, but also with the fear of the new coming in. That's another one. The stomach is certainly, you know, if we feel like we're kicked in the gut, if we feel like we have gut feelings about something, all of those things. A lot of times people have irritable bowel syndrome because there's something in them that's irritating them. And it's only by addressing those things, well, then we have a happy stomach. You know, there are certain things that we can do to, you know, to from a physical point of view, you know, things like limiting the amount of meat, wheat, dairy, and sugar, which create acidity. Do you know the difference between an acid diet and an alkaline diet?
Yes, I'm doing the alkaline.
Okay, that's, from a physical point of view, that's going to help you enormously because it's like bathing the stomach and making it feel smoother and happier. But even if we do all of that stuff, what's going to undermine that if you do not look at your family from a higher point of view? I would highly suggest, and it would be very beneficial for you to have a session with me, because in this way you could acknowledge why you drew your family to yourself, why you wrote them into your contract, lessons you wanted to learn from that, and then at the end of that, you would be able to really acknowledge their contrasting characteristics, and you would be okay with that because you would accept full accountability. So if you want, you can, you know, email me or send me a give me a phone call after the show. I think that would help you enormously. Absolutely enormously. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you.
Okay.
You know what I also feel? Because you've called up and you stepped up, although you didn't consciously know it, your unconscious knew that this was going to come up about your family. It was like the posse of angels were, you know, were saying, you know, just ring up and all will be revealed. Because this is going to be such an enormous part of your journey to finally let go of this, that you're energetically will be free to receive so much else in your life. I feel that this is the last little thing that you have to let go of. I mean, nobody has to let go of. I mean, some people, you know, choose to live their lives with plenty of, you know, unforgiveness and judgment and all kinds of things and anger directed at their families, and they cross over, you know, And that's fine. That's fine if they do, and there's no right or wrong. But the reason you called up today is your unconscious led you, and I think that would help enormously. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Maria.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not surprised that your name is Maria. The Posse of Angels have been after me for the last 2 months to keep saying the Hail Mary prayer, and I keep hearing on whether it's Pandora or any of those radio sites that I belong to, the Ave Maria. So in comes Maria for me.
Wow.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, the Ten of Swords. This is to you, my Ave Maria. They're saying that you are ready to step up and to end this situation. They're showing me on a stage, you taking a final bow, because you are ready to see the role that you played in your family's life. In fact, you were born into that family to be very different from the rest of your family.
Oh, that's so true.
You were born, I know. You were born to shine a light and to show them the example, not to force them to change, but you held this light all this time, and you're finally ready to let go and to be free of this. They're saying that once you do this, once you see it from a higher perspective and choose to let it go, these new opportunities will then flow into your life. New connections, new opportunities, because you're ready to put the past behind you. And this feels so yummy. And do you know what comes in next? Do you do tarot at all, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
The next is the Ten of Cups. On my deck there are two people lying on the grass. There's a rainbow above them and there's an angel at the end of the rainbow, and you know the Ten of Cups is the highest emotionally fulfilling card that there is, and it's about a happy family. This is the family card. This is finally putting this all to rest. And you got two tens. You got the Ten of Swords and you got the Ten of Cups. So that's ending and that's new beginning. Oh my gosh, I love this reading. Look how magical you are. Oh, my gosh. And the next card is the Six of Pentacles. That's amazing. Because you're going to be doing this, the abundance that you're going to feel will make the magic and unexpected things, because you'll be open to it. You will have released so much and created so much room inside of yourself. You're going to be giving and receiving with a grateful heart. And you're going to be forgiving because you won't ever carry around the burden of unforgiveness anymore. This is an amazing reading, my Ave Maria.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And the Posse of Angels also want to make it very clear to you that you didn't get to this stage of finally being able to release these family issues and settle them if you didn't do all that unbelievable, very, very difficult work, challenging work, struggling, all those years of clearing and cleansing yourself. So they're saying, give yourself lots of credit, my dear. You have traveled a long, hard road to get to this stage. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
It is. It is very helpful. How could I get in touch with you?
You can call me after the show. That's the best way. And that number for Angel Healing House and Claire Candy House is 831-277-3716.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 831-277-3716.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome, and I look so forward to receiving your call after the show and finally addressing this so that you can absolutely unfurl your angel's wings and soar like you've never soared before.
I can't wait.
Okay, take care, sweetheart.
Okay.
Hear from you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that call. And I will always call her my Ave Maria, because Mother Mary has come into my life in such an enormous way this past 2 months. So if that's not a sign for me, I don't know what is. Okay. If you'd like to connect with me, Claire Candy Hoff, and my extraordinary family, angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please call the show on 646-716-6794, just like this caller did, 415. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing?
I am praying for a miracle, but I feel good. I'm happy about it.
Well, you know what? When we're in that stage of allowance where we say, you know what? We don't say F it, but we say, I've done all I can do. I have to
exactly.
Let go. You know what? I mean, I'm a very angelic, you know, I had my walk-in angelic experience, but there are times where I've just gone out and sat in the grass and just not even thrown a tantrum, and I just look up to the skies and I go, F it. I can't do anymore. I can't figure it out. I'm so psychically aware and intuitive, and nothing is coming, and I just have to let this go. And when I do that, I feel so good. And it's like, okay, I'm going to read a book. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to take a soak in a you know, Epsom salt bath. I'm going to watch a funny movie, because I can't figure this out anymore. And that's what they're talking about today, with that letting go of those expectations. Because it frees us. It frees us to be multidimensional beings. It gets us into our angelic selves. And then it opens up possibilities for us.
Yeah. Everything that you said, I've done all of it. And I mean, it's kind of comical about the amount of stuff that I need as far as finances. You know, to pay a credit card, to this, to that, you know, I'm not going to list everything, but I mean, it goes right down to like food, that it's like, okay, I've tried to do everything. And so I don't know. I mean, part of me is okay. A big part of me is okay with this, is already at the surrender. And then there's like a little part of me, I guess it's the old part of me, is like, well, how long are you going to be okay about this until, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was even trying again to do some stuff this morning, and then it was like, this is just comical. Like, my windshield wiper needs to be fixed. I need gas. Like, there's just like a lot of things.
It's like, the windshield wipers, you know, is often a sign of, you know, what are you not seeing, or, you know, what is being clouded from you. And, you know, quite frankly, the Posse of Angels are now saying that we, as light workers, have run 99.9% of the race. We know this. There's nothing that we have to do anymore in order for whatever that is to come in and to show us the flow. You know, it's like, you know, I cannot believe that, you know, it's like there's still that disconnect, but they're saying that there are so many things, and I want you to know this specifically, Jessica, that there are so many things that they are arranging and orchestrating for all of those prayers that you have sent forth into the ethers, and for all of those connections to come together. And you are going to be gobsmacked when they come together. It's going to be like, how did that happen? We're going to be in amazement. And it's because of all of the work that we've done for holding the light for ascension on this planet. I was told long ago that God has a very long memory for those that were born into those disparate energies, into our families, in order to be different, be the example, hold the light, and then, you know, shine that light for so many to follow. But, you know, we didn't do it for any spiritual payback. But now it's got to come the time for us to be able to step forth for what we believe and the intentions in our hearts. Because if we don't have the opportunity to bring forth our gifts and our talents and the things that we love with the, let's even say with the minimal of looking after our bills, I mean, how can we truly do that if we are not provided for? So what the Posse of Angels was saying to you, dear, that hold on, give yourself much more credit than you're doing now, because you've done so much. You can't do any more. You can't, Jessica. You could be the poster child for light workers. That's what they're showing. I know that.
And I also can be the poster child for trying super hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
If anything,
you know what?
That these months have taught me has been like total surrender. Like, I just walk around and I laugh about the amount of things that need tending, and I just say, thanks for making my dreams come true, because that's the only thing that's left. I feel like that, I mean, it's like, it's just comical at this point of what's going on in my physical, in the reality, you know?
It is. Okay, now, another thing, I've got about 8 minutes, but another thing that they're really honing in on is, do you remember your past lives?
Yeah.
Okay. They want you to take the best, or maybe one or two of those past lives in which you loved that life, you adored that life, and it made you feel recognized, it made you feel acknowledged, it made you feel so good, and they want you to go out, sit on the earth, and they want you to luxuriate in, because a lot of those past lives, now that the veil is almost non-existent, are bleeding in to who we are. And they want you to take that and to luxuriate in that. Feel how delicious that feels.
Yeah. Okay. I was a queen, so I'll focus on that. I like that.
Oh, my gosh. A queen doesn't have to worry about her bills. No wonder you're feeling this so immensely.
Hi.
Oi is right. Okay, the first card is, it's interesting, the deck that I'm using, the 14-number card, you're not going to like to hear this, is patience. But in the Doreen Virtue cards that I'm using, it's solutions. They're saying success is going to be there. The more forgiving, the more healing that you can be, which I know that you've done all that, but the more that you can luxuriate in that queenness of who you are, the more that you're going to be filling yourself up with that assurance of my needs are always met. Everything works out. I'm the queen, and therefore everything is wonderful with the world. The next card that's going to come out for you is the King of Cups. And this is the Trust card. This is the Trust card, so you've got patience and trust, the ability to accomplish anything that you put your creative task to. The next card, this must be a magical day because you got the Magician as well, and I did shuffle these cards. You can manifest anything you want to yourself. Just take off the expectation. It's coming for you. The Posse of Angels, they're getting whiplash, nodding their heads, and they're saying, we're orchestrating it for you. You wouldn't want it to happen 1 second sooner. It's there. It's right there. If you stretch your arm out, it's right past the tip of your fingers. And they want you to say, they want to tell you how you can help yourself now while you're not waiting, but while you're being patient, while you're being trusting, is go out and luxuriate in being a queen, because that's who you truly are.
Candy, can I ask you something? I mean, have you ever been in a situation like this that, like, the cash is at a certain level and...
You have no idea. You have no idea.
My husband and I,
I've only got 5 minutes, but my husband and I have been on this journey of trust in which Spirit asked us to sell our magnificent feng shui design beach home in Australia. And because they said we needed to realize and take our twin flame mission to the States so we can realize our dreams and our projects, which could not have been realized in Australia. And to give that up and to come to the States knowing nobody, not having any connections, not having jobs to go to. And at every turn of the corner, we had been provided for in the most amazing, magical of ways. And when it gets down to, you know, the coffers, you know, that only moths fly out, we've become better at saying, okay, doesn't work, then something else will come in. And at the 11th hour, sometimes it's the 11th hour, 59 minutes and 59 seconds, it happens. But every time we've either the angels have shown us how to fly or they've shown us something somewhere soft to land, we know we're on the right path, meaning the God-intended path for us. And has it been easy? No. Has it been challenging? Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's always, with Pete and I, it's always come down to us just having the trust and faith in listening to God's voice within our hearts and knowing that we are on the most highly beneficial path for ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. So I know from where I speak. I mean, I'm the walking example. I've tried to get jobs many times, and the posse of angels have laughed themselves silly and said, no, you know what you need to do to go out and spread your joy and message with the world. And you're on a need-to-know basis, and we will keep you informed. Just keep creating. Just keep having fun and delivering your message, and all will be well. And that's the message for you too, Jessica.
Mm. Okay. Thank you. I like that visual that it's like up beyond my fingertips. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm sending you so much love. Take care of yourself, and have a beautiful day, Queen Jessica.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to my many listeners. Thank you to the followers out there. And thank you to those who are listening to this archived show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter that's filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, you can email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You can also purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. You can go to the Angel Healing House website at www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either personally, in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone, using Skype, call 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please, everyone, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself, and sending you love and, of course, as always, angel blessings. Have a beautiful week, and I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.